Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the top. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Yehuda Mishmei Rav Hilchasad Halacha is Achal Aler Yerek. If a person ate some vegetable, a leaf of a vegetable, Vishalsa Kveis Shel Yain, or he drank a cup of wine, Mitzarev, he can be Mitzarev for the Zimun. Lahaitzi, but to be Maitzi the others, to be the Mizamen, Ein a Maitzi Achi Yerek Gesayis Dogan. He can't do that. He can't be Moitzeh unless he has a gezayis of grain of bread. To be Mitzarev, he can't. But to be Moitzeh, he can't. So the Machlokes Rishonim over here, the Rif learns that this is only talking about for a minion of 10, but for 3, he cannot unless he had a gezayis of dagan, and he can't even be Mitzarev. But Taisus learns that he could be Mitzarev even for a minion of 3. Hatoiva Meitev Biyavna Tiknuva. But a Toiva Meitiv, he learns that there's no Makor from the Pasuk. It's not from the Pasuk. It's a Takana of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Masakin in Yavna, they're Masakin. Why are they Masakin? It commemorate the great nays of the Haruge Beta, that Shlohi Srichu, that even though they had the terrible tragedy, but the corpses were not Loi Srichu, they did not decompose, they did not decay. And they were able to bury them. So to commemorate the great Nes, they said a Toiva Meitiv, and they added the Rabbanan, added this bracha to the Birchas HaMazon, the fourth bracha, but it's not min HaTorah. Om Rav Nachman, Moshe Tiken L'Yisrael, Birchas HaZon, Mishal Sheyored L'Hemon. Nachman says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that instituted in Bench Birchas HaZon at the time when the man fell, to give thanks to Hashem, this great nes that the sustenance they were given the man in the midbar, he was Messiah in the first bracha bench in Birchas Hazan. Yeshua tikin lehem Birchas Haaretz. Yeshua was Messiah in the bracha of Haaretz, give thanks for the Haaretz, kem shenichnasu laaretz. They came in to Eretz Yisrael, David Yishleim etikna bo Yerushalayim. They were Messiah in the bracha and benching by Yerushalayim. David tikin al Yisrael amecha by Yerushalayim irecha Yerushalayim Yerushalayim tikin al abayis agor al vakodesh. So David Melch Messiah in on Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim Yisrael amecha your nation and Yerushalayim your city. And David Melch was the king. He was the Melch Yisrael. He unified Klal Yisrael. He built Yerushalayim. Shlomo Melch built a base of Mikdash. He was Masakin on the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the Baruch of Yerushalayim. The Toiva Meitiv B'Yavna Tiknua, the Toiva Meitiv, they were Masakin it in Yavna, Kenegan Haruge Beitar, to commemorate the nays of Haruge Beitar, that they were Nitna Lekura, and they were not Masriya. Domer of Masno, he said, Yom Shenitna Haruge Beitar Lekura, the day that they were allowed to be buried, Tiknu B'Yavna, Toiva Meitiv. In the Sanhedrin and Yavne, they were Masak in the Bracha Toiva Meitiv, a Toiv Shalei Yisrichu, a Meitiv Shenitin Lekvura. Ton Rabbanon, Seder Birchas HaMazon, Kach, this is the order of Birchas HaMazon, Bracha Rishayna, Birchas HaZon. The first Bracha is Birchas HaZon, Shnei Birchas HaAretz, is the Bracha giving thanks for the Aretz. The first Bracha is giving thanks for the Mazon, for the food. And the second Bracha for Eretz Yisrael, Shlish is by Yerushalayim. For thanks for Yerushalayim, Revi'a is HaToiva Meitiv. U'b'Shabbos, Maschil B'Nachama, Masayim B'Nachama. And on Shabbos, they're Maschil B'Nachama, and you end off with Nachama. You're Maschil B'Nachama, and you're Masayim B'Nachama. You're Maschil with Rachim, and you end off with Nachama, with Yerushalayim. V'Aymer Kedushas Hayayim, Pe'emsa. And you mention Kedushas Hayayim in the middle, you mention Ritzei in the middle. So you mention the Shabbos in the middle of the Nechama. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Ratzalayim Rabbi Nechama Aymer, Mibirachas Aretz Aymer, Mibirachas Baruch Shetik Nechama B'Yavna Aymer. You can say it in any of those times. Nechama Aymerim, Eina Aymer, Ela B'Nechama B'Lvad. They say no, it can only be said B'Nechama B'Lvad. Chachamim Hayna Tana Kama. Isn't that the same as the Tanakama? Ikibeinayo diyevet. The nafkamin is b'diyevet. The chomim say that it's eina oimra ella b'nachomim b'lvad. It's only b'nachomim, meaning even after the fact, even b'diyevet, you're not yoisa, it must be repeated over again. Tanakama says only l'chadchila. So now this man Domar learns that it's darshaning from the psukim, and we'll see that according to some of the Mefarshim, therefore that makes enough kamina. So it says in the Torah, so you eat and you give a bracha, that's berachas hazon. Es Hashem alekecha, ze berachas hazimun. You give praise to Hashem. So that's berachas hazimun. That's berachas hazimun, where you're not thanking for anything in particular, as the Marsha explains that you're not thanking anything in particular. Es Hashem alekecha. So that's berachas hazon. Nevarach lulekeinu. You're giving a thanks to Hashem. Nevarach lulekeinu, shachalnu mishaloi. We're giving thanks to Hashem, the one we have eaten his food. It's not thanking for the food per se, it's thanking Rabbeinu Shalom who has given us food, and it's a bracha to Hashem. It's Hashem alekecha. Ala aretz u'berach zaharetz. Ha'atayva zu Rabbeinu Shalom, when it says atayva, so this is the pasuk, ala aretz atayva, that's Yerushalayim, v'cheinu v'aymer, ha'ar atayva zeh v'ha'alvana, asher nosen loch zeh v'atayva v'hametiv. And the Shanasalach they gave to you, that all that he gave to you, all the goodness that's inherent in that, that's a Teva Metiv. So according, some learn that according to this Mandamara, a Teva Metiv is not the way we learned it before, that it's a Darabana B'Yavna Tiknu, it's a Daraisa, according to this Mandamara. As we learned previously in the Gemara, that it's this, there's a Mandamara that holds a Teva Metiv is Daraisa. We see here that this is the Mandamara. In Lielalachrav, I only know that you have to make a bracha after eating. Lefonaminayin, how do I know that you make a bracha before eating? Amre Kalvachimer. It's a Kalvachimer, Keshu Saveh Mevorach. If he makes a bracha when he's already satisfied, Keshu Roy, Velukolshkin, when he's hungry, he feels the need stronger. So when he feels that hunger, certainly he should thank Hashem that now he can satisfy his hunger. Says the Kalvachimer, Rabbi Aimer, it's sorry, you don't have to say it's a Kalvachimer because Vachalta Vesavata Verachta, you darshan it the following way. Zu Berchas Hazan. Vachalta Vesavata Verachta, that's Berchas Hazan. Aval Berchas Hazimun, you don't learn it out from this pasuk. You learn out from Gadlo Hashemiti, Navka. You learn it out from Gadlo Hashemiti. That's how you learn out Berchas Hazan. Al Aretz, Zu Berchas Aretz. On Oras, that's land. Hatoiva Zubaynu Shalim. V'cheinu Oimera Haratoiva Zev Alvona. Hatoiva Meitiv. So he learns, not like the previous Mandomer, he learns Hatoiva Meitiv is not learned out from this Pasuk, that Hatoiva Meitiv Yavna Tiknu. Then Ainli El Achrav. I only know that you make a bracha after eating Lefonami 9. I don't know you make a bracha before eating Talmud Loimar Asher Nosan Lach. So he learns it out not from the Kal V'Chomer. This man Domer learns it not from the Kal V'Chomer. He learns that from the Pasuk. It says, Asher Nosan Lach, that he gave you Misha Nosan Lach from the time that it's given it to you. Even before you eat it, it's given to you. You have now, you're able to eat it. Before you eat it, you make the bracha. So he learns it out from the Pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak Aimer, Einot Tzorech, Harayu Aimer, O Beirach, Eslach Mecha, Vesmei Mecha. Al Tikro Beirach, Elo Borech. Not that he blessed you, but Yudarshan, in addition, means you give a bet. Uborech, you give the bracha, you make a bracha. Ve'imasa kore lechem, so you make a bracha on the lechem. When is it called lechem? Not after you've eaten it, that's not lechem anymore. Kainim sheachlenem, before you eat it. Rabbi Nosson, I'm very not sorech, haray oime, kivoach, amayir, kentim son oiso, beterem yaleha, bamos lech. Kilo yoich ala'am ad bo. So when this is the related the Maisa in the by Novi and Shmuel in Sefer Shmuel, that when it came time to be Maishech Shaul Melech, so Rabbi Shalom orchestrated the sequence of events that they lost. He was taking care of his father's donkeys. The donkeys were lost. His father sent him to find them. They couldn't find them. They went to inquire with Shmuel and Navi, and they couldn't find Shmuel. They went to look for Shmuel. Then they came upon a group of women and gave a lengthy discussion of direction of where Shmuel is and how to find him. So he said, "Kivayachem here. When you come to the city, you'll find before he's makriv the korban, because the people won't come and they won't eat from the zev. They won't be able to eat from the zevach until he makes a bracha on the carbon. Then they'll eat. And it seems to be very verbose and very lengthy. So we will see over here how we darshan. But in any event, the Gemara is discussing now this maisa, the kol kach lama. Why was this so verbose? They said that he will find it when he comes to the city, and before he's makriv the korban, and he won't, the people won't eat until he comes, and he gives a bracha on the korban, and they won't eat prior to that. Kol kach lama lefisha noshan dabroni the same. That's their nature. Shmuel amar, they purposely lengthen the conversation. They wanted to engage in a conversation with Shaul. Shaul was a Meshich of Amala. So he was a very special person in Yoifi. So they wanted to engage in a conversation. So they said that this was, it had to be that way. The Rebbein Shalom orchestrated this way, and it had to be this way because now was coming the time for Shaul to be Moshech Shaul as the king. Shmuel Anavi was their leader. Now, power was being transferred over to Shaul. It happened at the precise time. It was only when that time was ripe, when the time was predetermined that it had to be transferred from Shmuel to Shaul, so they lengthened the conversation so it'll take more time for that Mashiach, for that anointment to make Shmuel, to make Shaul the king. It had to delay it to the exact time. So what do we see over here? We see over here that we learn out from here that what they said is that he, the woman said that Shmuel is going to be makriv of the korban. So he'll be before he's makriv of the korban to eat. Ki lo yochel ha'am, because they're not going to eat until he comes. Ki hu yevarach hazav, because he's going to make a bracha on the korban. And afterwards they'll eat. So you see that on the korban that you have to make a bracha. So you see a bracha is made. We make a bracha prior to eating. The Meforshim asks, Marshal others ask, this is very difficult because the bracha that you make on a korban is a birchas hamitzvos. It's a birchas hamitzvos. So what does it have to do with what we're discussing over here with birchas hananin, not to eat before you partake in the food, before you eat the food? What's the connection? That bracha is a bracha on a korban. You have to make a bracha on a korban. That's a birchas hamitzvos. You make a bracha before all mitzvos. Before you take a lulav, you make a bracha before a sukkah. What does that have to do with our discussion, which is making a bracha before eating? So a lot of the Mefarshim try to deal with this. Perhaps the pshat is that the emphasis on the pasuk is that the people will not eat until Shmuel comes and he makes a bracha on the zevach. So perhaps the pshat is that in addition to the birchas hamitzvahs, but also they will not eat until he makes a bracha. Why will they not eat? They will not eat because, certainly they will not eat from the korban. The korban, if they're not makriv the korban, they're not going to be eat from the korban. But what it means is perhaps that they will not eat until he makes the bracha on the korban. He's going to be mitzi them with a birchas nanin, and then they will partake of their eating as well, and they will eat whatever there is they're eating, they will eat, because they have heard that he was mighty them with the bracha. So the Gemara continues, here we are learning out that you make a bracha for birchas hamazon after eating. How do I know by make a birchas hatoyer? If you make a bracha on chayi shav for eating, which is temporary, which gives you temporary life, al chayi olam habola kol shkein tar gives a nitzchias olam haba, certainly you make a bracha. Rav Chiya bar Nachmani, Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, Oymer Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Einu Tzarach. Harei Yehu Oymer, Al Haaretz HaToyva Shenosen Lo. It says that you bench, you give Hashem a bracha on the good land that He gave you. Ulahalun Oymer, Ve'et Nocho, Es Luchay Sehevan, Va'atayr Va'amitzes. And it says, Ve'et Noloch, so it says, the Haaretz HaToy Nosen Loch, Ve'et Noloch, the Loch, we make this Gzera Shava, here it's a bracha, and giving the Luchay, the Torah, You also make a bracha, Ramer Aimer Minayin, Minayin Shikshem Shavarach Allah Toiv Kach Mevarach Allah Ro. So he darshans another drash from this pasuk. How do I know that a person, he has to make a bracha not only for the good that Hashem gives him, but if things that are difficult and on hard things and hardships, he also makes a bracha. Tamalom Hashem Nosan Lacha Hashem Lakecha Dayana B'chol Din Shadancha Bein Mita Toiv Bein Mita Puranis. Whatever he gives you, whatever Hashem gives you, then you also make a bracha that you make a bracha on whatever din he gives you, whatever he is given to you, you make a bracha to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseya Raymein at Sorach Haroy Aimer Toiva Ha Toiva Toiva Zutaira. So how do you know that it's make a bracha and not on the Torah? Because Torah, it says Haratz Toiva. Taiva is Taiva, Vachainu Weimer, Kilekach Taiv, Nasati Lechem, Ha Taiva is a Bin Yerushalayim, Vachainu Weimer, Hahar Ha Taiv, Hazeh, Vahalavanan, Hahar Ha Taiv. So the hay, the extra hay, we darshan to make the bracha on Yerushalayim. So in the pasuk itself of Taiva, you can learn out both rashas, you can learn out not only Yerushalayim, you learn out Taira also, which is Taiva, and the hay, extra hay, includes Yerushalayim, so you can learn out from the pasuk itself. And in fact, we know that Birchas HaTorah, at least one of the Birchas HaTorah, Shabbat Rabbanu, is a deraisa. It is a deraisa, one of the rare brachas, that the bracha itself is a deraisa. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Aimer, Kol Shelo Yomer, Eretz Chemda Toiv Rochava, BeBirchas HaAretz. If he doesn't say, when he talks about the land, he has to praise the land in benching. He has to talk about the good land that Hashem gave. So Malchus based David on Yerushalayim, he talks about Yerushalayim. It has to be implicit in that David HaMelech who built Yerushalayim. Lo Yatsi Dei Chayvasa. He's not Yosef, he doesn't mention it. Nachum Mezakin, Aimer Tzach Shiyuskar Ba Bris. Bris also, the covenant has to also be mentioned. Rav Yosef Aimer Tzach Shiyuskar Ba Torah. Torah has to be mentioned. Plimar Tzach Shiyakdem Bris La Torah. The Bris that first you mention Brischa Al Shechsamta V'Sareinu, and after that, you mention on the Torah that was given to us, the bris is mentioned first. Why should it be mishleisha brises? Torah is only given with three brises, three mentions of bris. Vesu and the bris miller and nitna b'yud gimel brises. So that's mentioned with yud gimel 13. So therefore, the bris miller has to be that takes precedence to the mentioning of the bris of the Torah.